You're listening to The Art of Christ's Passion, a podcast series telling the Holy Week story through fascinating paintings on display at the National Gallery. Join Father Christopher Whitehead, the Clifton Diocese Director of Adult Education and Evangelization, in conversation with Jesuit priest Dr. James Hanvey, an expert in art and culture.
One of the key moments that's uniquely in the Gospel of John is the moment when Christ washes the feet of his disciples. He gives it to them as a supreme example of how they should serve and not just seek to be served. And also, too, he gives it with his commandment of love, that the whole point and the power of love is in service. Here we are before a magnificent, huge canvas of Christ washing the feet of his disciples, and in particular of Christ, that moment when Christ washes the feet of Peter. And Peter, of course, is embarrassed and wants to reject that. But Christ saying to him, no, I am here to serve you. And if you wish to follow me, you should allow me to do this act of service. Again, it's an extraordinary canvas. Christ is at the center, clearly the focus of light. All the other figures, the figures of the disciples, the other figures in the upper room, are gathered in different ways. But Christ is at the center, around this gathering darkness from which we just see these faces emerging. It's an extraordinary moment, I think, Christopher.
Absolutely. I think those light sources that are coming from the fire, yep. And there are obviously a couple of the participants in that upper room who are unaware of what's going on behind them. And also the figure on the very left who is holding that torch, which is hardly significant enough to illuminate the whole room. But it is Christ's, I think, witness that illuminates what is going on. Christ's witness who gives kind of meaning and depth to what they have celebrated. And, of course, that's what we focus on, and we will focus on Maundy Thursday, is seeking to allow the Eucharist that we receive just to shape and mould and fashion us into imitators of Christ who comes to serve.
Of course, so often we can get very abstract and very beautiful about these things, but great artists like Tintoretto keep bringing us back down to the earth and saying, this is a real moment. And so when you look at this picture, you've got that wonderful burnished quality of the brass bowl in which Christ is washing the foot of Peter. Then you've got these discarded shoes and the scattered quality of the clothes that are lying around. And on the far right is another disciple who's busy and in a rather awkward way, as we'd all recognize, drying his feet and his toes. So there's a real sense within this sublime moment of real depth and concreteness. It's a moment in life and in history.
And also those shoes are obviously well worn.
Yes.
They've done a lot of following, they've done a lot of walking, and obviously the walking is not finished because the feet are just refreshed, ready for what comes next. Yeah.
The Art of Christ's Passion is a joint production by CliftonDiocese.com and the Catholic Communications Network. Find out more about the Catholic Church in the West of England at the internationally award-winning CliftonDiocese.com, and you can find out more about the work of the Church in England and Wales at catholicchurch.org.uk. We'd like to pass on our thanks to the National Gallery for their help in making this series. Why not visit their interactive website at nationalgallery.org.uk.